he's kind of elusive, isn't he? You know, is that nice to get him down a couple times?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's nice getting a sack. That's what our goal is D-line. And he's a good quarterback, too, so getting a sack against him, it means a lot.
Reaching the Big 12 championship, man, what does that mean to you and the team?
I mean, seeing that picture on the scoreboard of it saying, like, championship bound, like, I mean, you can't explain that feeling. But, I mean, at the same time, we know we got another game next week, and that's what's important now. So we just got to go 1-0 next week, and we'll focus on that.
What was the difference for you today versus the last 4 weeks? Because the teams have been kind of trying to take you out of things.
Yeah, I mean, it's a team effort, and we didn't let them do what they wanted, and we got ahead of them, so they started throwing the ball at us. So it gave us a lot of opportunities as D-line to start rushing. So, yeah, we got a lot of time.
You said something about the record. I mean, you've been chasing that for a few weeks. What was that like when you knew it, right?
Yeah, whenever it happened, I mean, people had been telling me every week, like, get one more or whatever. And I'm not focused on that. I'm more focused on getting a sack to end the drive. And obviously, when it came to silent, people congratulated me and all that, and it was awesome. But we needed to finish out the game and close it out, and we let them score at the end. So that was kind of frustrating. But as a defense, I'm very happy how we played.
Did you learn anything from the lead last week, even though it was a different style game?
I feel like, yeah. As a team, we know we got to just keep that process-oriented mindset and make sure we do, like, one play at a time, and don't focus on the clock or the score and just play how we play. And if we play how we play, it's hard to beat us.
Overall, Coach mentioned that this was kind of a typical Baylor game. I mean, grind it out, sort of winning ugly. I mean, you know, do you guys feel comfortable in that kind of a game?
Yeah, as a defense, I mean, people, when a defense is playing well, and I feel like we played pretty well today, people think it's ugly and they want to see points, but for us it's fun getting to go out on the field and have chances to stop an offense, a good offense in Texas. So the games that we've been in, they look ugly, but to us, like, that's how we're ready to play football. That's how we want to play.
Well, given the offense that you all played, is this your best defense you played, best defensive game?
I have to see kind of the film and see what we did. I mean, playing against Texas, and I'm from Texas, and it's an in-state rivalry. I mean, it's an awesome feeling knowing that we beat the University of Texas, and they're a great team, and we played out today, so I'm very happy.
Were you planning to get the record?
I'm just playing football, and whatever happens, happens. Yeah.
Maybe I'm going to ask this. Does it add any extra, anything special to it? The fact that, you know, you guys clinch a spot in the championship game against Texas, and you eliminate them in the process.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great feeling, and I know I had more people in my family here and all that, so it's pretty cool. I'll get to go see them all after this, and I mean, I can't explain the feeling of knowing that we're going to Big 12 championship. But like I said, we still got Kansas, and they're a good team, and they got a good coach, so we got to be ready.
You stopped basically your recruitment, or you were going to Southern Cal, and
yes.
Then all of a sudden, and we've heard the story about whatever Matt Rhule convinced you or what you believed in, you kept staying. Why did you stay in touch with him when you could have gone to Southern Cal?
I've told a lot of people this, and it's just when he came to my house, him and our old D-line coach, Coach E, like, a lot of recruiting is you don't know kind of what's what, and some people aren't very honest, and not dissing USC at all. They're a great school and all, but Matt Rhule, whenever he got here, I mean, I can't explain why, but I just, like, it was just like a vibe. I just loved and I wanted to play for him, and I knew he was the right coach to make me better.
Did he promise you would be this soon in a Big 12 championship game, or did he just say, hey, just come here and let's see what we can do?
He told me, he said, if I get the players we need and we do what we're supposed to, we will be in a championship. He told me that. And I mean, obviously, when you see the look in his eyes, and y'all have seen it before, the way he talks, I mean, he's not playing around. So
was the win today a relief after last week, or was this something you can actually enjoy and then clear it and start working on Kansas?
Any wins you enjoy. I mean, whenever I first got here, we won 1-11, and you learn to take any win. You don't take it for granted, and you appreciate what you did, because it's hard to win, especially against a team like that. So we'll enjoy it today, and we'll come in tomorrow and get ready to work for Kansas.
So how do you go from 1-11, James, to tonight?
I mean, really, it's a lot of hard work and believing in what we did. And it's hard to believe. A lot of people say we won 11. They didn't believe, but our whole team did. And I'm very proud to be on this team, and I love this team.
One more thing. I know that, guys, you are a highly recruited player, and a lot of guys you played tonight, they are all of them big stars. What does it as a player mean when you go out and beat somebody else, when everyone looks at rankings and really how meaningless those are?
Yeah, football is football, and once you start playing, and you just got to do your job and do what you're trained to do and let the chips fall where they fall. And today for us, it worked for us and we won, so you can't complain at all.
Thank you, man.
What did you think of Raleigh's performance?
Last one.
I'm sorry. I hate it.